Christian, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You have a new endeavor and it has to do with trees. Can you tell us about it?
So I'm an arborist that I happened to luck upon about 5 years ago. I started working with my friends, Andrew Lynn and Jack McGuy, for Jack's tree care company that he grew organically over the last almost 30 years now. For a bunch of years, he had entertained the idea of converting the business to a worker-owned cooperative. And through a series of meetings over about a year and a half, we did the thing, which was no easy feat. And now that previously sole proprietorship converted to a five-person worker-owner cooperative that we call More Trees Arborist Collective. And we specialize in tree care for tree lovers, kind of ethical arboriculture, if you will, taking care of people's trees. We are, in fact, tree lovers ourselves, so it kind of makes the work easy.
What's the significance of being a worker cooperative? Why is that important?
For me, it's a totally new scene. I've always just been an employee, like many of us. Unless you're the business owner, you become an employee of a business and you follow the boss's orders, right? That's the standard. But in a worker co-op, we actually are five owners. And we are all workers and owners, and we use this democratic system of governance called sociocracy. It's a much more horizontal hierarchy. So it's not top down, it's a decision-making process, and everybody has equal say, one person, one vote. And I just have more agency. So I'm a business owner now, as opposed to just an employee, but I'm owning it with four other people. And I think that just gives a more quality product to the customer, produces a more quality workplace where one person can't just make a decision arbitrarily just because they're the boss and they have everything at stake. And we are each representatives of this entity. So we each bring our strengths to it, and we each can help each other with another's weaknesses if we have a stronger point than another. It's a more holistic way of running a business, in my view. And I think seeing the trend of co-ops on the rise, I think it's going to be the way of the future, especially as the grievances with conventional labor continue to grow and grow. People are going to look for alternative options, and worker cooperatives, which have been around for a long time, are making a comeback.
There's something really important about the idea of sharing the benefits of the work, but also on the flip side, sharing the risks and the responsibility. Can you speak more to what it means to make decisions when everything is at stake?
It's a really interesting process. We have a lot of meetings. You know, I mentioned that it took us about 18 months to make the conversion, and that was a couple hours a week, I think, on average, of meetings that were unpaid. Now that we're a co-op, we get paid for our meeting time. And during that 18-month period, we streamlined our meeting process and became more comfortable with one another. When we make decisions, there's a process of consent or no objection. Somebody might have an objection to a decision that's made, and if somebody has an objection, then we revisit why that objection is occurring and see if we can tweak the decision to suit everybody's needs, but not in the same way as a normal sort of consensus. So it's not a five people, and if it's three versus two, the vote wins. We try and find a middle ground so that we can acknowledge each other's views and hone in on what the best way forward is. It's totally different than what a lot of people are used to, where, you know, I'm just doing this because the boss told me to, even though you might have a grievance against it.
Tell me a bit about what it means to engage in ethical tree care.
The tree work industry, as you can probably imagine, is very male dominated, a lot of dudes with chainsaws. It has grown in kind of the way that many industrial systems have grown to incorporate the go big or go home ethos. So it involves lots of heavy machinery. It's pretty dangerous work. Any given day on any given job site, you could be risking life and limb. Tree work is unique because you're dealing with these living things, living systems. In our case, we're in urban environments. It's the urban tree canopy, mainly among the buildings and structures of civilization. approaching it with an ethical lens, we always consider safety first, our own safety on the job site, but also the safety of people and property. The conventional approach in the tree business world is mostly geared towards tree removals, because a lot of times people just want a tree removed, whether it has to come down or not. It could be a perfectly healthy, big, beautiful tree. And if that property owner wants it removed, they can most likely find somebody who will take it down for them, no questions asked. If they're willing to pay, somebody's willing to do the work. We, on the other hand, who approach it from an ethical point of view, will always ask, and I've learned this from Jack and watched him deal with customers in this way, and we get asked a lot, you know, when we're on a job site, people drive by, see us working, they come by and say, I live down the block and I've got some trees that I want taken down. Can you come give me a price? And I've learned to say, well, why do you want them taken down? Or do they need to come down? Are they endangering your property? We might go have a look and just tell them straight up, that's not something we do. This tree seems totally fine. Or we'll tell them it doesn't seem to have anything wrong with it. It's not leaning towards your house. It doesn't seem to be in risk of failing. The tree has something at stake as well. We're considering the tree's life and all the functions and services it provides instead of just looking to make money.
Is your approach to trees important in the age of climate change?
Yeah, I would say it definitely is. And we're each of us on the crew cognizant of the uncertainties we face as our climate system continues to break down in very unpredictable ways. To be quite frank, trees and tree systems, or forests, if you will, are the single best technology that we have in terms of carbon sequestration and all the variety of other benefits they provide, especially in the urban environment, like mitigating the urban heat island effect, humidifying the air, and providing their carbon scrubbing services. So a lot of trees actually take pollution out of the air and produce oxygen, which is what we breathe. And you cannot build any high-tech plant or engineer any kind of mechanical system that wouldn't require a ton of oversight and be very expensive and be at failure of breaking down or degrading from the day it is built. None of these systems could compare to the services that trees can provide. And trees are also regenerative, right? So once they get to a certain age, they likely start producing seed, which will produce offspring and can grow on in perpetuity without any human oversight. They are a vital resource. And if there was to be any silver bullet towards the climate change situation that we're facing, it would be to plant more trees, trees of all varieties, placed properly, chosen for their characteristics to be near houses or under power lines or along streets, and utilizing that regenerative aspect of this technology to hopefully give us an easier time in the future.
And the More Trees Arborist Collective is planning to do just that, to plant more trees. Can you tell us about that initiative?
Our name speaks for itself. We plant trees for customers every spring and fall, which are the planting times in our climate here in the Northeast. In our own personal lives, every single one of us are avid gardeners and growers of trees and have trees on our properties and plant trees with friends and in our neighborhoods. We are all involved in different community groups and organizations in our localities, mainly in Troy and one of us in Schenectady, that aims to help people who want to put roots in the ground in any way possible. So we have the business side of things that plants trees for customers and they pay for it. And then we have our ecological responsibility side of things, where if you want to put roots in the ground, get in touch with us, because we grow trees out. I personally have a small tree nursery in my yard. I'm always looking for seed. I'm always digging up seedlings and saplings when I come across them on properties that we work at, when I get permission to. And we're just looking to grow out as many trees as we can in as many places every year. My goal is to just be planting more trees every single year.
I have a bunch of trees at my house, and I know that it's not as simple as just planting a tree. You've also got to care for those trees, and you have a workshop coming up about how to prune trees. Can you tell us about that workshop?
This Sunday, March the 7th, starting at 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock, we're leading a pruning workshop that's called Tending the Urban Forest. That's going to be at Freedom Square, which is at the Sanctuary for Independent Media's block-wide environmental campus at 101st Street and 5th Avenue in Troy. And we're going to be going through all the basics of making pruning cuts, selecting the right tools for the job, and then specifically how to prune your fruit trees for fruit production, because there's a growing interest in homegrown and neighborhood grown fresh fruit, which you cannot beat in terms of quality and flavor compared to what can be bought at the grocery store.
So how can folks find out more about the More Trees Arborist Collective and about the Sunday event?
Our website is moretrees.coop. If you're a regular listener of this wonderful radio station, WOOC, you'll hear the promo on it quite frequently. And you can visit mediasanctuary.org and look at their upcoming events. We hope to see folks there. We did the first one last year and it was a great turnout. And we got a lot of the trees pruned. There's a lot of cuts to make every late winter, especially as we keep adding more trees. So the more people, the merrier. Of course, it'll be socially distanced. Masks are required. There's plenty of space for people to work at safe distances.
Thanks, Christian. It's been a real pleasure.
Great. Thanks so much, Corinne.